everybody. So we're here on the first episode of Healing All Year. And I've been stalling on making this episode. Obviously, parts of the Healing All Year that we'll talk about in the season. It's about procrastinating and, of course, being in my head about how it looks, wanting it to be perfect and wanting it to be what all these great podcasts are off the first episode. So we're here and we're recording. The podcast is called Healing All Year, hashtag Healing All Year. It started about last year on this just journey of healing that I've been going through these last couple of years. And just off of figuring out that healing all year, figuring out that healing happens at all given times. Sometimes we choose to heal from, sometimes we choose to heal with therapy, with talking to others, with posting different posts that we may find. But for me, healing all year meant that we can heal at any given time of the year. We can start today, continue 6-7 months from now, end our process that we feel that is great for us, and then go right back onto it and start healing again. So the hashtag healing all year is just about taking the time to set your intentions and heal, however way that looks for you. The messiness of it, the vulnerability of it, the confusion at times of it, and the growth that healing allows you to have. And this growth oftentimes can be really messy, as we know, or as we're going to learn over the next couple of episodes. But that's what healing all year means for me. And throughout these episodes, we will figure that out, what it means for other people and how each aspect of healing all year is different for every person. And there's different aspects of healing, like forgiveness and grief, and the difference between healing between men and women and how that may look and how that may feel, because it's all about the texture of healing, and everybody's healing is different. But for this part of it, healing for me has been a whirlwind of a process. Getting out of a relationship, a 5-year-long relationship, and starting the healing process 3 years into that relationship has been a lot. And figuring out different parts of myself that, like, I thought were great, and figuring out some of the parts that I no longer wanted in my life, that no longer were serving me, and I was working off of survival and not really love and vulnerability. And that's where the healing all year aspect kind of stemmed from, was that time of my life that I felt that I was at a wall. I was at like a wall of like, what's next? What do we do? And being up against that wall allowed me to see like there's more than just this wall, that there's options, that there's things to get done. There's ways to be, that I wasn't truly being my full self. A lot of it had to do with being the conversation of scarcity versus abundance. And how, like, in the scarcity conversation, like, love is scarce. Love is only what you have in front of you. Love is only what's available from someone else. When in the abundance area, where love is everywhere. Love is it. Love is being. Love is all aspects of it, and whatever that means for you. And just healing from what love is, what love means, and healing from family dynamics and how family can also portray what love means for someone, but it not be healthy, and breaking those bondages and breaking the generational curses that we sometimes have without even knowing, and like the trauma bonds and things like that. So more about me. So I'm currently in my final year of social work school. I was gonna say law school, but that's not real. Last year of MSW program, graduating in May 2020. Can't wait. I have that knowledge, the working learning knowledge of that. I have my master's in criminal justice as well, and bachelor's in psychology. So I have a little bit of understanding, but not like, I'm not a pro yet. I'm not licensed as of right now, but this isn't a podcast for you to find the right answers for yourself and for your healing, but more so having the conversation together that this healing process is not linear. Well, that it's not binary, it's linear. Like, we're doing it together. We're healing in different aspects of ourselves together, and that we can heal. And that's the main objective of this episode, of these podcasts, is to be able to heal through different lenses from different people. We'll have a couple of guests on the show. We'll have a couple of topics relating to healing, but again, healing is everything. Healing is the messy, the vulnerability, the fun, loving, spontaneous, adventurous part of it, and the parts that feel amazing when you wake up in the morning. And then healing is also the parts that you feel sad and just don't understand why, and you don't understand how to get out of that. That's also the healing part, where you're looking at yourself in the mirror and you're saying like, wow, like this time last year I was different, this time 3 months ago I was different, this time last month I was different. And being okay with the difference, being okay with the messy, and messy is a really big part of healing. And messy could be good messy and bad messy, or not bad messy, but messy could be indifferent, or whatever adjective you want to put in for you. But that's what Healing All Year is about. I've started it on Instagram. You can always follow me, Nick_name_Esco. And I just follow certain people that lead a positive page and have things that require me to check in with me about what it's saying, and having that visceral feeling inside my chest. And that's when I know, like, okay, there's more healing here, there's more work to be done. There's just more. And figuring out what that more is, for me, work through with therapy, right? So I've been going to therapy for about 4 years, on and off, we can say. And it's different parts of myself have come out of therapy. I've learned different aspects of it. I've learned different parts of myself that I'm just like, I do not like this side. I do not like that I do this. I do not like that I am like this. But understanding that there's grace with that, and there's, of course, healing. But there's this little light at the end of the tunnel that allows us to feel like, okay, today is stressful. Today is hard. But tomorrow may not be. Or tomorrow may be. And we just get to like figure all that out together, and get to figure out what that works through and how that shows up for me. And that's what therapy has done for me. And that's another part of Healing All Year concept, is how therapy plays into it and how important therapy is for our people. So I am a woman of color, and I believe that we don't oftentimes give ourselves, family doesn't allow us to heal, and Healing All Year is geared towards that. So that's a little bit about me. Just wanted to give a little intro as to what the podcast will be about. what the journey is. So I will be sharing my most vulnerable self with you guys, as well as with other guests that come on the show, and we'll be answering what does healing all year mean to you. And you've got a little glimpse of what healing all year means to me, and I'll of course talk more about those things with different topics that we come across. But I'll leave you with this: what does healing all year mean for you today? How can we be better today than we were tomorrow in our healing? How can we be better individuals for ourselves in our healing? And what does that look like? How does that show up? How can we give ourselves the grace to be in that wiggle room, as my professor likes to call it? How do we give ourselves grace in accepting the truths that are coming out, the changes that we want for ourselves, and move, touch, and inspire ourselves and others to heal all year? Until next time.